Well, it's midday and along the way.
Okay, we're back. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to 96.7 FM right here in St. Pete Radio. But if you're hearing us on the internet, whether it's on the air today.com or right here at the station, please follow through, pay attention, and get a veteran to listen to the program. Today, South Texas VA's Women Veterans Program. A lot of people don't know, but in Texas, there's a lot of things that happen in this country. So I want you to go to va.gov, okay? That's va.gov, and follow through with what we're doing. Now I'm getting ready to go to VA Leads the Way, okay, in an exposure-informed care. There's an organization in the VA called PACT. Now, that stands for Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxins. PACT. And a lot of this came out of that Vietnam era. And, of course, right now, I'm going to make a suggestion that we all write a note to the VA and say, just take all the Vietnam vets. Give them 100%. The Korean veterans, before they're dead and gone, give them their due. You know, we may not know everything, but we know that there was a lot of experiments going on our soldiers in the field and in boot camp. You can go back to Fort Polk, Louisiana. They still call it the toxic base, okay? Because of all of the stuff that they did down there with chemicals as a test market, okay? It did happen. And there's a lot of people still suffering. What's happened is most of them are dead. So why don't they just take the rest of them? If you got Agent Orange and you got proof that you were there anywhere near there at the time. In fact, as long as you're in the military and you're in that time, you don't need a lot of proof because everybody was exposed. That was the way we did things then. So I'm going to stand up for PACT. Go to your VA.gov, look up PACT. Find out what it can do, know what it means, and that's what it's for. This is marked as a transformative step in addressing the care gaps for veterans facing the returning home from work, from combat. This is stuff that's already been done, and we're bringing it up again because there's a lot of stuff now being brought up. But the poor veterans that went to Vietnam, a lot of y'all are dead now. Some of y'all got killed now. So with all the money that's floating around in the VA and y'all cleaning house at the VA, why don't you just give all the veterans in Vietnam 100% and take care of them? It's not a lot of them now. They've been honest. The Vietnam vets are not the ones talking. They're just keeping their mouths quiet. They're humble men, humble women. And I could tell you some story about the first woman group that got sent to Vietnam as combat back in the heyday. And they don't even talk about it. I had a chance to get on a Greyhound bus going from Miami to Atlanta. And I met a lady on the bus. She had all her credentials with her. And they were Marines. Okay? Five of them came back. Several of them got killed. And she told me some stories. And they all meet, and I don't know if they're still alive, they all were meeting once a year just to talk to each other. Because these women were not talking about it. I asked them to give me an interview on the radio, and they wouldn't. But they did talk to me, and we did a story about them. They asked not for their names to be used, and they didn't. So what I'm saying is, be proud of the Vietnam veterans, whether they're men or women, who just said, okay, we love America. We're just going to keep our mouths shut. But they went through some harrowing times. And that lady was one of the first out of several women who told me about the Agent Orange. I had a young man who used to be with the military and CIA to Vietnam. Now, I got to remember, they're not talking on the air. I'm just telling on them because they told me. He said, Keith, they still got everybody stuck on Agent Orange. They're not telling about the Agent Blue, the Agent Green, the Agent Red, the Agent White. They used a lot of chemicals in Vietnam, trying to test the way to beat these boys. A lot of people don't know. We never lost a battle in Vietnam, but we lost the war. They will never tell you about all the other chemicals used to clear foliage, to try to devastate the enemy, and we all suffered, but they don't talk about it. So I'm going to say, please look up PACT, P-A-C-T, Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxins. Get involved. Make sure you know a little bit about PACT because it's there. They made a law to try to protect them. But getting that final 100%, I think all the Vietnam vets who are left just need to sit down, stay quiet. But look in your mail, and the government should be sending you 100% now. Because all that 60%, 70%, 50% is just a way to help you and hope you die before you need 100. So we're going to come on them a little bit today, but today is a good day. And I'm talking about PACT. Don't forget it, because those are the things that we're suffering from now. There are 5 million veterans have been screened, okay? So if you got 5 million, you know there's more than that. But they got screened for toxic exposure, and more than 740,000 veterans have been enrolled in the VA, okay? And they say VA healthcare, but unfortunately, some of them are still suffering. Thank you for that information. I want everybody to remember that. Don't forget, it's summertime now. We didn't got past all that winter stuff, and summer's here. We got storms everywhere. And a lot of veterans are helping in Texas, in the northern area. You got veterans down on the ground, whether they're firemen, whether they're first responders, whether they're just in a neighborhood, because that's in their blood. So take care of our veterans wherever they are, because they're taking care of America. It's part of their lifespan. That's what veterans are doing. They come out of the military and they infiltrate some of the areas that we never thought about. If you go and see a construction, there's a veteran out there working. If you go to the grocery store and the truck's pulling up, you probably got a veteran. And what's happened is there are a lot more women veterans than in us from coming from the World War II, the Vietnam, you know, the Korean War. Those areas did not have as many women veterans as you would think, but they had a few. And we're not talking about nurses, okay? We're talking about women who got involved. So let's think about it. Let's look at the seriousness of this situation, because the women veterans are proud. And if they're having a problem, a lot of them won't tell you. But they ease in for their appointments at the VA, and they leave out, and they go take care of their families. But they're veterans. And I ran into a lady one time, Wanda Wade. I will never forget her. We did the Super Bowl here in Tampa. We got special pictures of the flyover. And I was standing with Miss Wade, helping them get their program together. And it was working out very nice. And I had a lady walk up to us and say, "May I speak?" And she saluted Wanda. Now, I'm just kind of smiling. You know, I said, "All right, Sarge." And she says, "Oh, no, she's a major." So the living place is now. And there are a lot of women veterans who are higher than just nurses and sergeants and PFCs, who are standing right now in this country helping holding it together, not just the men veterans, but women veterans. So I want everybody to remember. And a lot of this stuff when it comes to PACT is because of the fight of the women veterans. They did a good job. And my friend, who was supposed to be with us today, his son is going to do a show next week. But his name is Richard St. Roman. He's out of Louisiana. Great man. We had a lot of great conversations. He was Navy. So today, let's give out a salute for our Navy people. Richard St. Roman, we'll miss you, brother. Thank you for the time you spent in the military. Thank you for the friendship that you gave us all out here as a veteran. Richard got sick. They were taking care of him. I came to see him. 3 days later, he was dead. So it's kind of a hard thing, but he was Navy. He loved the Navy. And it gave me a lot of insight about how important the Navy was. Well, we all know how important they are to the Marines, but to the rest of a battlefield, to the rest of the peacetime movement, a lot of it has to do with Navy. So if you got an event that you're doing in your community somewhere and you can do something for the Navy, please do. Take care of your Air Force. That's not belittling the Air Force. But in this day, we're going to honor the Navy. We know about the history somewhat. If you stick with me in a couple of weeks, I'll do a whole show about the Navy. But this one was from Richard St. Roman and his family. And I know he's gone, but his spirit will always be there with us. So that's the day's show, and I hope you appreciate it. It's a good show today, and we want to thank you for listening. 96.7 FM. And we give a special shout out to Joe Bardot. We talked to him earlier this week. He was on an airplane somewhere trying to get to the next stop. He's still an old road dog like I was for many, 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 many years. Somebody called my ex-wife one time, said, "We need to talk to Key." And she said, "We call some airport. That's probably where he is." So I laugh now when I think about it. There are other people doing the same thing. You know, we were road dogs. And my story is going to be another entertainment adventure. But road dog. And with all this AI stuff, I should be finished with the book, because the computer can tell the rest of the story as long as I tell the truth about where I was and when I was. The whole idea was that we went everywhere. And I look back now, all the help I had, you know, from sky caps to restaurants, there was always a veteran there. And everywhere I go now, I make sure that I wear my stuff, and no matter where I go, I have the people come up and stop me and thank me for what I'm doing to keep the information alive for our veterans. So let's go with this radio show, and don't forget, tune us in on theairtoday.com. There's several of podcasts, audio podcast shows, and we're getting ready to go to full podcasts, and that means video. So we're going to ask you to call in, come in, and we'll do a little Zoom and whatever the technology is on this end. But we're getting ready to do that. So look for us on theairtoday.com. Okay? And we're going to now be at va.com podcast. Look for us on theairtoday.com. And thank you, Joe Bardot, for your assistance in helping keeping this information alive in this Tampa, St. Pete area, as well as on the internet. Thank you again. And this is the rest of the story. Stay tuned. Over and out with a shout.
Sitting on the front porch, and I've been watching life fade away. Been doing all the wrong things. Now I'm hoping I can change my ways. So let me go. I don't love you anymore. And let our love down somewhere deep in hallowed ground. Well, it was mid-September, I'll always remember how it felt that day. When the light was even started falling apart, they came and took me away. Well, I've had a lot of time to think about the hell that I've been through. And a little baby boy staring back at me is the only good to come from you. So let me go, let me go. I don't love you. sure I have sinned. She unleashed the beast that was caged within. Love her now like I loved her then. Off again, on again, off again. Well, it's 3 a.m. and it don't feel right. Gotta get away, gotta leave.